From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The White House Monday launched a new defense of President Donald Trump's immigration order. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The administration points out that only a tiny fraction of foreigners entering the U.S. since Friday have actually been affected by the travel ban. Acting Attorney General Sally Yates Monday, a temporary holdover from the Obama administration, ordered the Justice Department not to defend the court order in court. Following the unusual order, President Trump fired her and appointed Dana Bonte, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, to serve as acting Attorney General. Opponents are calling the plan a Muslim exclusion order, but the White House says it does not actually target Muslims, but describes it as a series of precautionary steps needed to keep America safe. Spokesman Sean Spicer spoke to reporters.
Look, coming into this country is still a privilege. We're the greatest country on earth. And being able to come to America is a privilege, not a right. And it is our duty, and it is the president's goal, to make sure that everybody who comes into this country, to the best of our ability, is here because they want to enjoy this country and come in peacefully.
Criticism mounted against the plan Monday. Rights groups vowed to take legal action to stop it. Congressional Democrats carrying candles gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington to express their opposition. Earlier, Senate Republicans blocked an effort by Democrats to overturn the order. It emerged Monday that some State Department employees and U.S. diplomats opposed to Mr. Trump's order have circulated what they called a dissent channel memo against it. This is VOA News. Police in Quebec City have charged a French-Canadian university student with murder following an attack on a mosque in the city. Alexander Bissonnette was charged Monday with 6 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. Police did not give a motive for the attack. President Trump's nomination of Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State advanced Monday when the Senate decided to put his name up for a vote later in the week. Mr. Trump signed an executive order Monday cutting regulations on business.
This will be the biggest such act that our country has ever seen. There will be regulation, there will be control, but it will be a normalized control where you can open your business and expand your business very easily.
The president repeated his desire to cut business regulations by as much as 75%. Also, the president says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. A series of reforms has been announced to ease the effects of the state of emergency enacted after a July coup attempt in Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
In a presidential decree, several measures were introduced to ease some of the most controversial aspects of Turkey's state of emergency. The heavily criticized 30-day pre-trial detention period has been reduced to 14, and a 4-day ban on detainees seeing their lawyer has been dropped. More than 40,000 people have been detained and more than 100,000 removed from their jobs since the state of emergency was introduced after July's failed coup. Criticism has been growing steadily, in particular from Europe. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test. He says the U.S. does not know the exact nature of the test and is studying the matter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though, Monday condemned that test, calling it a violation of a United Nations resolution. He said he would bring up a possible renewal of sanctions against Iran when he meets with President Trump at the White House February the 15th. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Donald Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit rose after the president's recent order temporarily banning some immigration. There are reports that as many as 7 people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the last several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. The Russian Paralympic Committee says its request for a partial lifting of a doping ban on its athletes has been rejected. It says the board of the International Paralympic Committee voted to continue the ban, which will prevent Russian athletes from entering qualifiers for the Winter Games next year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.